Imagine if somebody told you what to think. Can't think for yourself. You have to think what I tell you to think. This is my opinion. These are my convictions. Think this way. Sounds offensive even as I say it. We're all unique individuals and we get to think whatever we want. We get to do whatever we want. As an exercise professional, if somebody comes along and tells you how to eat and how to exercise and you're getting the results that you want, so you are living with a stack of energy all day, every day. You're performing at your best all day, every day at everything that you do. You love what you see in the mirror, in and out of your clothes, and you're getting the results you want from your eating and exercise plan. Woohoo! Why and how could somebody change your mind? And if somebody came along and told you to do something differently, would you find that offensive? Interestingly, that happens to be most days. I can answer yes positively and passionately to all of those questions, but yet people are still trying to tell me what I should do. If you don't want people to tell you what to do, is it possible that there are other people who don't want to be told what to do? Or even more importantly, even if we tell people what to do because we think we've got the right answers, is it possible that whatever we think might not work for that person? So the big commitment at the Max International Colleges for the human body and for the beautiful mechanism that is a business, the rule is think for yourself. If people are telling you what to do, they should be able to answer, why would we do that and how does that work? So the reverse of that, if you are an exercise professional and you want to tell people what to do, and there's an argument that that might not work, but if you do, would it be important to be able to explain why we're doing this and how it actually works inside the human body? And same with business practice. Why would I do that and how does it work? Needs to have proof behind it. There's a lot of books written on both the human body and business by people who have either never been healthy, fit and strong, or they've never run a business. And it seems to me that that's probably not the best resource for information. But I learned a very long time ago that the best place to find a helping hand is at the end of your own arm. And when it comes particularly to the human body, would it be a really good idea to not rely on what other people think, other people's opinions, other people's advice? Would it be a really good idea to think for ourselves? That's the first question. As an exercise professional, should I be thinking for myself? Or should I be the regurgitator of other people's information or become an expert in somebody else's opinion? And I hope that both of those made you feel a bit uncomfortable, because I would never want to be one of those. Oh, that's the exercise professional that just regurgitates other people's opinions. That's the exercise professional that's just become an expert in somebody else's opinion. Whoa. So if I ask the simple questions of an exercise professional that thinks for themselves, and this is where it's going to become either uncomfortable and difficult or really exciting. And I'm not sure. That will just depend on your current life experience. Because up until now, we've all got reasons to believe what we believe. And if somebody says to you, how do I lose weight, or how do I put on muscle size, or how should I eat, or how to be healthy, we probably have an opinion based on our current life experience, what we already know, what we already think, what we already do. But here's the question. Do we know why we're doing that and how it works? And for me, that's a really important question, because embarrassingly awkward and uncomfortable, at the age of 30, I had already been an exercise professional all of my life. I started teaching classes at 13. I was just listening to other people's opinions. I was an expert in other people's opinions, and I was an expert in regurgitating other people's opinions. And then along came K-Man and he said, Roey, why are you doing that? How does it work? And explain it to me anatomically and physiologically. Don't repeat other people's opinions. Answer the question for yourself. And I'll share again, that is what the entire Max International Colleges programs are based on, thinking for yourself, not telling you what to think. There's plenty of people in the world that will tell you what to think, isn't there? Just do it one time. Put a question out there on Facebook or some social media platform and ask a question, how do I lose weight, or how should I eat, or how do I put on muscle size, and wait for the thousands of people's opinions that come in. Now, here's a great test. As an exercise professional, could you analyze each one of those responses for yourself and work out whether the person knows their anatomy and physiology, they're thinking for themselves based on science, or they're just regurgitating somebody else's opinion? So the really big ones, and I'm just going to run through them, As an exercise professional, if you were to answer the question, would it be based on your life experience, something that somebody else has told you, something that you believe to be true, or do you actually know how to think for yourself, how to analyze the answer to this particular question? So there's a list of them, which I think as exercise professionals, we should know the answers to based on how to think, not what somebody else has told us to think. So number one, how do we actually get fit? How does the human body, the physical human body, get fit? What happens inside the body for us to get fit? What does fitness mean? How do we get strong? What does the body have to go through? What are the chemical processes to get strong? So if somebody says to me, how do I get fit and how do I get strong? I would have a really deep understanding of that based on my anatomy and physiology knowledge. How do I lose weight? One of the biggest questions asked in the world. And now the next biggest question, if not the biggest, is how do I stay healthy? I don't want to pick up a virus. I don't want a disease. How do I get healthy? And do we understand, based on our own anatomy and physiology, in-depth knowledge of how the human body stays fit, how it stays strong, and how it avoids disease, germs, bugs, and viruses because we are fit and strong? And can you answer those questions to yourself and then explain them to somebody in a really simple way that they could understand? And I'll probably add that in there because I have to. Well, I spend a lot of time with people who take a really long time to explain something and they're really boring. Even though the information is amazing, it just takes them a really long time to explain it and they don't explain it in a simple way. So the question is, are you Einstein? Can you take something complicated and make it really easy to understand? So how do I get fit? How do I get strong? And how do I stay healthy based on how my human body works? Then if I'm giving information on fitness and strength, and there's a lot of contradicting and controversial information, if I'm telling somebody to do a certain exercise, do I know whether or not that exercise is safe? That's number one. Do I know if it's the best exercise for what that person wants and or for the human body? Based on my anatomy knowledge, not what I've learned from a magazine or from a social media guru. Do I understand how many of that exercise I should do, whether or not I should do one set, three sets, or five sets? Do sets even matter? And if they do, should I know why and how? Is the exercise safe? And can I explain to myself, do I understand why it's safe or unsafe? And if it's unsafe, why would I do it? And should I be able to analyze every single exercise I'm currently doing, have done, will do, give to somebody else to do? Should I be able to analyze it from a safety point of view? Do I understand what a shearing force is? Do I understand what a compression and a traction force are through a joint? And do I know whether that exercise or that movement pattern is going to put my client at risk, put my person that I'm giving an exercise program to, is there any way that it's going to put them at risk that they won't be able to exercise? So how do I get fit? How do I get strong? How do I stay healthy? How does the human body work as far as safe exercise? And then how do I know how many to do and how often I should be exercising? So do I understand the energy timeline? Do I understand the supercompensation process? Do I understand what goes into my body and out of my body when I exercise and how long that all takes to rejuvenate, regenerate, recover, supercompensate, and when would I be ready to go again, which is the question, how often should I exercise? And do I know the answers to those questions based on my anatomy and physiology knowledge, not just regurgitating somebody else's opinion? And the reason I say this, and it's embarrassing for me, because I had answers to all of those questions, but I was wrong, dead wrong, because I just listened to the experts. But unfortunately, there's a lot of experts with university degrees, with lots of years of experience, that have never asked those questions themselves. They are just regurgitating what they learned at university or what somebody else taught them. And I never want to be that exercise professional. How about you? I want to understand for myself exactly what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And I don't want to be thinking or having somebody else do my thinking for me. I want to be thinking for myself. How about you? Food. Probably the most controversial topic on the planet, because everybody eats food. Everybody's got an opinion about food and everybody's got different likes and dislikes when it comes to food. And how many diets are there? So what do I need to know about nutrition? What do I need to know about eating? What do I need to know and understand about how much to eat, when to eat, and what to eat if I'm an exercise professional? And wouldn't it be easy just to regurgitate other people's opinions like I used to do? I'll answer that question with another question. If you wanted to study, ongoing study for the human body, and you're an exercise professional, a lot of people ask me what kind of study should I do? And it seems that the general progression would be to learn about nutrition. But I always ask this question. What do you know about macronutrients and micronutrients? Do you know what they are? Do you know where they come from? Do you know how the body uses them, how the body utilizes them within the different energy systems, within the energy timeline, and with the supercompensation process? And do you understand how the body then can burn up the macronutrients? And what are the micronutrients that your body needs to be a healthy, fit, strong, high-performing machine? Now, technically, you won't learn that at nutrition school, unfortunately. That is physiology, because the physiology of the body is driven by fuel, and all the mechanisms inside the body the energy has to come from somewhere. And is it possible that that energy comes from macronutrients? And then would it be a really good idea to understand what the macronutrients are, where they come from, how they work inside the body, how your body uses them, stores them, and burns them up? Physiology. So again, as an exercise professional, rather than somebody telling you, you should do a nutrition course, millions of people told me that, you should go and study rehab and injury prevention. Well, if you understand your anatomy and if you understand your physiology, is it possible that you'll understand how a body can get injured, how it can get broken, and how quickly it can recover? So if you understand your human body, is it possible that you will be a top-level exercise professional? Is it possible that there are a lot of people who call themselves personal trainers, gym instructors, boot camp instructors, exercise professionals, God forbid, but they don't know? They've just taken on somebody else's advice or somebody else's opinion, and they're just vomiting it onto other people. And I say that with distaste in my mouth, using the word vomit, because I don't want to be that exercise professional, and I hope that you don't either. Please think for yourself. Rather than saying this is a great exercise, how about analyze whether or not it is? Rather than saying this is a great way to eat, why not analyze for yourself based on all of the internal body systems? So how will this affect my skeletal system, my muscular system, my hormonal system, my central nervous system, my digestive system, my immune system? What I'm doing right now, how will it affect all of those systems? And really importantly, as I've now moved on from just anatomy and physiology of the body to what happens inside the brain. And I have to ask myself this silly question, Rory, why did you ever think that the brain wasn't connected to the body? Your brain controls everything. So how about learn how the brain works? So there's another great question. When I exercise, when I eat food, how does that affect my brain, my moods, my emotions, my energy levels, my stress levels? What happens when I exercise and eat to my brain and to my body? And rather than repeating other people's opinions and regurgitating other people's ideas, how about we learn that for ourselves? How about we study so that we can think for ourselves, not be told what to think? And last but not least, it's interesting because I have a lot of max exercise professionals, both business and exercise, who get a little bit frustrated with me because when they ask me a question, I always refuse to answer the question. My answer is always, let's work this out together. Let's delve deeper into the anatomy and physiology of this exercise and work out whether it's a great exercise. Let's delve deeper into the anatomy and physiology of the brain and work out whether or not this will be a good thing for somebody's self-esteem, their self-confidence, their depression or anxiety levels. I want people to think for themselves. I want to think for myself, and I don't want anybody to tell me what to do. How about you?